Well, as we heard earlier with Phil, the Prime Minister Scott Morrison is standing by his Home Affairs Minister after a Senate inquiry found that Peter Dutton misled the Parliament over the au pair saga. The Senate committee was dominated by Labor and Green senators, and the majority report found the minister had a personal connection with the intended employers of two European au pairs who were granted last-minute visas to avoid deportation. The Senate committee claims the intervention by Peter Dutton has undermined the integrity of the Immigration Department. But in a dissenting report, government members have described the inquiry as a witch hunt.
This is nothing more than a witch hunt. It was always the case. And if they can point to, something to the contrary, let them do that. But I suspect they can't do that because they haven't provided the evidence. And that was clear in the inquiry. So it will be a political report with political recommendations from Labor Party and the Greens, who have the numbers on that committee. And I'm sorry to spoil your surprise.
That's Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton. Well, chair of that committee is Labor Senator Louise Pratt. Senator Pratt, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
The Prime Minister, the Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton, and some on the committee say your inquiry is a witch hunt. Your committee certainly was dominated by Labor and the Greens. What have you found against Peter Dutton?
Well, it's very clear that there's a public interest in working out whether the Minister for Home Affairs and the Minister for Immigration has used his powers appropriately. It's clear that the Minister has unfettered powers pretty much to intervene and make a ministerial intervention on any kind of immigration case that he sees fit. But the simple fact is, if he's out there doing special deals and has special access for people he knows or people who are donors to his party, while everyone else waits in a queue and has to go through the departmental processes, then that is something that undermines the integrity of the immigration process.
So is
and
the
that's
key finding
in this case.
Is the key finding from your report that the minister misled the parliament? There's no illegality found here, but is that your key finding, that he misled the parliament?
Yes, he's misled the parliament in that he's denied a connection to these cases, but it's very clear that in these two cases, they had special access to his office in terms of those calling for the intervention. While other cases where you need ministerial intervention, many of them very worthy, and we heard from immigration agents and lawyers who do this kind of work, that many of those cases don't even see the light of day.
But that is always the case. I mean, ministers have discretion. They can pick and choose. I'm sure if you looked at any immigration minister, there'd be some you'd think, well, why didn't that get up and why did this get up? It doesn't necessarily mean wrongdoing.
That's right. All of these cases rely on the minister's discretion and the use of those discretionary powers. But surely, is it acceptable for those discretionary powers to mean that someone who's a donor to the party and can pick up the phone gets first-class service from his office?
What now, does that sounds mean? Terrible. But again, did you get any closer to proving that that was what influenced the minister? Because he says it had no such influence.
Well, you can see very clearly that there was a personal connection in terms of his office being personally responsive to those particular cases.
His office,
for example,
but is that the minister
the minister's
himself?
Office called back the host family of one of the au pairs to tell them that he had personally intervened. That's a pretty extraordinary example.
That's from the minister's office, not the minister himself, though.
That's right.
So is the worst you found, I mean, Peter Dutton, the head of your report, said he predicted, he called it a witch hunt as we heard, and he predicted you'd deliver a finding that he was a bad person. I mean, what you have, the judgments as far as I've read, it says it reflects very poor judgment on the part of the minister.
That's
and
right.
The use of his discretion does, quote, not reflect community expectations of how such powers should be used. So in
That's
a sense,
right.
That is your finding, that the minister was a bad person, isn't it?
That's right. And that's because he's acted within the letter of the law in that these are very wide and discretionary powers. But this is not our expectation of how these ministerial intervention powers should be used. For example, in one of the cases, Minister Dutton was due to go overseas, but they rushed through the ministerial intervention so that he could sign it before Minister Keenan became the acting minister. Now, if that's not an extraordinary level of personal service and not business as usual, why wouldn't that ministerial intervention just have been advised by the department and put forward to the other minister? This is an extraordinary level of intervention in these cases.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 11 past eight. Our guest is West Australian Labor Senator Louise Pratt, who was chair of this Senate inquiry. It was an inquiry dominated by the Greens and Labor. Their majority report found that the minister had misled the parliament. The dissenting report from Liberal senators found no such things. There was no evidence of instances of inappropriate conduct. So that question you raised there about proper use of ministerial interventions, is the committee recommending that the rules around this be changed?
Well, what we've recommended is that the parliament, when the minister tables his intervention statements to the parliament, we should be reporting on whether those interventions met the ministerial guidelines. The thing is here, the minister himself has unfettered powers to intervene in very diverse cases, but there are guidelines within the department that should guide the minister and the department as to which cases should be prioritised.
And if they had now, used those guidelines, would these cases have been prioritised in your view?
No, they would not have been. They would not have met that threshold because they're normally for humanitarian cases where people have personal and family links in Australia, where children's welfare are of concern. And in these cases, these au pair cases don't meet that threshold. And there are hundreds of those cases waiting for the minister's consideration.
Is it your understanding there'll be a no-confidence motion in the House of Reps against the minister, Peter Dutton, today?
Yes, it's my understanding that there will be a no-confidence motion and that the Greens are moving that and that Labor will support that.
And if you have any understanding of whether any of the crossbenchers will support it? In other words, is there any chance that the numbers will be against the minister?
Well, I don't know, but I would ask them to consider the facts before the parliament, which is that we have found that he did mislead the parliament, and surely that deserves the parliament's censure.
Louise Pratt, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Senator Louise Pratt, a Labor senator for WA.